I have more!" shrieked Professor Trelawney from over the banisters. "More for any who want them! Here!" And with a movement like a tennis serve, she heaved another enormous crystal sphere from her bag, waved her wand through the air, and caused the ball to speed across the hall and smash through a window. At the same moment, the heavy wooden front doors burst open, and more of the gigantic spiders forced their way into the entrance hall. Screams of terror rent the air. The fighters scattered, Death Eaters and Hogwartians alike, and red and green jets of light flew into the midst of the oncoming monsters, which shuddered and reared, more terrifying than ever. "How do we get out?" yelled Ron over all the screaming, but before either Harry or Hermione could answer, they were bowled aside. Hagrid had come thundering down the stairs, brandishing his flowery pink umbrella.
"Don't hurt him! Don't hurt him!" he yelled.
"Hagrid, no!"
Harry forgot everything else. He sprinted out from under the cloak, running bent double to avoid the curses illuminating the whole hall.
"Hagrid! Come back!"
But he was not even halfway to Hagrid when he saw it happen. Hagrid vanished amongst the spiders, and with a great scurrying, a foul swarming movement, they retreated under the onslaught of spells, Hagrid buried in their midst.
"Hagrid!"
Harry heard someone calling his own name, whether friend or foe, he did not care. He was sprinting down the front steps into the dark grounds, and the spiders were swarming away with their prey, and he could see nothing of Hagrid at all.
"Hagrid!"
He thought he could make out an enormous arm waving from the midst of the spider swarm, but as he made to chase after them, his way was impeded by a monumental foot, which swung down out of the darkness and made the ground on which he stood shudder. He looked up. A giant stood before him, 20 feet high, its head hidden in shadow, nothing but its tree-like, hairy shins illuminated by light from the castle doors. With one brutal, fluid movement, it smashed a massive fist through an upper window, and glass rained down upon Harry, forcing him back under the shelter of the doorway.
"Oh, my!"
shrieked Hermione as she and Ron caught up with Harry and gazed upward at the giant, now trying to seize people through the window above.
"Don't!"
Ron yelled, grabbing Hermione's hand as she raised her wand.
"Stun him, and he'll crush half the castle!"
"Hagrid!"
Grawp came lurching around the corner of the castle. Only now did Harry realize that Grawp was indeed an undersized giant. The gargantuan monster trying to crush people on the upper floors looked around and let out a roar. The stone steps trembled as he stomped toward his smaller kin, and Grawp's lopsided mouth fell open, showing yellow, half-brick-sized teeth, and then they launched themselves at each other with the savagery of lions.
"Run!"
Harry roared. The night was full of hideous yells and blows as the giants wrestled, and he seized Hermione's hand and tore down the steps into the grounds, Ron bringing up the rear. Harry had not lost hope of finding and saving Hagrid. He ran so fast that they were halfway toward the forest before they were brought up short again. The air around them had frozen. Harry's breath caught and solidified in his chest. Shapes moved out in the darkness, swirling figures of concentrated blackness, moving in a great wave toward the castle, their faces hooded and their breath rattling. Ron and Hermione closed in beside him as the sounds of fighting behind them grew suddenly muted, deadened, because a silence only Dementors could bring was falling thickly through the night, and Fred was gone, and Hagrid was surely dying or already dead.
"Come on, Harry,"
said Hermione's voice from a very long way away.
"Patronus is Harry. Come on."
He raised his wand, but a dull hopelessness was spreading through him. How many more lay dead that he did not yet know about? He felt as though his soul had already half left his body.
"Harry, come on,"
screamed Hermione. 100 Dementors were advancing, gliding toward them, sucking their way closer to Harry's despair, which was like a promise of a feast. He saw Ron's silver terrier burst into the air, flicker feebly, and expire. He saw Hermione's otter twist in midair and fade, and his own wand trembled in his hand, and he almost welcomed the oncoming oblivion, the promise of nothing, of no feeling.